yesterday because I don't hold a view then if you're not coming out Sunday. Everyone makes their cheshbonis, and then you can start your shir, and then you're going to play and catch up the whole week, and you're going to lose the race. Weiter. So Zok the Gemara. So last week we opened up with a shayla. We opened up with a shayla of Isra'ano. That if you're going to hold like Rashi that this is an issue of Mesich Lefituma, so Mimela, the guy's going to say thank you. And according to Tosis and Pesachim, that's a serious Isra Daraisa of being Nene, even though you're not making any cash. And that's going to be a Shayla Daraisa. So we had the answer based on the Ran and Chulin. And then we introduced yesterday a new, a Gansen Nupshat, based on a Ramah in Ilchus Basar V'Cholov. It talks about cooking with the pots of the Goy, that you're going to be cooking Basar V'Cholov, even though a person is not mechavin. So the Ramah ends up saying, nah, you're really not mechavin and it's mutter. He doesn't say those words, but I'm assuming like that. So Rabbi Kiva Eger gets very upset. Yesterday we spent a long time on the Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger says, why is this a Dover Shinim Eskavin? It's not a Dover Shinim Eskavin. Rabbi said those from yesterday, what is this blibe? This blibe's a what? Not a Dover Shinim Eskavin, but a what? A psikresha. Why? It's not really a psikresha. Because Dr. Kiveger, a chiddush nifla ad lamoid, that changes our perspective of Hilchos Shabbos, that the guys who didn't come yesterday, they missed out, not just a shir, but they missed out a yisoid, that what, but most of the other was here, Rabbi Isai, but what, that what, it's a suffix psik resha. So Dr. Kiveger, suffix psik resha does not blibe a psik resha. And therefore, I tie it against the Ramah, that this is a psik resha come a chavin dummy, and it's going to be awesome. Aber Rabbi Kiveger's maide. There is a Taz in Hilchos Tzeda, in Hilchos Shabbos, with the box and the flies, that the Taz seems to be Mekel. So we suggested perhaps the Ramah, who is not concerned with this case of cooking with the pots, with Basar V'Cholov on it, when your Kavanah is not to cook Basar V'Cholov, you just want to make an innocent omelet, you just want to make a Chves Bereka, you just want to make a sushi, right? No problems, and you're concerned that maybe there was Basar V'Cholov in the pot, or I want to cook milk and I didn't know that there was already basar in the pot. That's a davar shein miskaven, that would be mutter. Even in a matzav of suffix psik resha, that would be mutter. Based on the Taz, perhaps the Ramah holds like the Taz. Or, Rabbi Yisai, another option that I suggested is maybe this is the nekuda of psik resha de lo nichale. Perhaps that's the nekuda over here. It's a psik resha, but it's totally in a lo nichale. Could it be that the Ramah holds psik resha de lo nichale as mutter? That I wasn't so excited about. Why wasn't I so excited about that, Rabbi Yisai? Because we know, we said yesterday that what? We paskin. Oh, now Ramah Hilchos Shabbos. Ramah never says you can be mekel by psik resha de lo nichale, right? Ramah is not mekel, and therefore we are machber by psik resha de lo nichale. It's beferish machaber, and the Ramah is not masig in Hilchos Shabbos. He holds psik resha de lo nichale is usher. That's why I didn't go that route, even though yesterday we learned lumdus about psik resha de lo nichale. Dave, you with me? Good. Rabbi Yisai Maz pointed out at the end of Shir yesterday that there's something that we're missing over here. We don't need to get into Isra'ana to have this whole... Again, so what does that translate to be, Rabbi Yisai? See, even if you don't hold like the Ran by Isra'ana, even if you hold like Tosis that Psegresha applies to Isra'ana, we have another reason why over here it's not considered Nene. Why? Because it's a Davar Sheinu Miskaven. It's a Suffolk Psegresha. Yeah, but according to the Taz, Suffolk Psegresha is Mutter. So this case of the thank you with the kfela is also going to be a Suffolk Psegresha. So now we have two answers. We have either an answer according to the Ramah, or we have an answer according to what? According to the Taz by Suffolk Psegresha. But Rabbi Yisai Maz pointed out that this Rabbi Kiva Eger and Taz might be relevant for a more fundamental discussion in our Gemara that arises. What's the discussion that arises in our Gemara, Rabbi Yisai? K'deir shabishu b'basar lo yivashel ba chalav v'im bashel ba b'nais in tam. Rabbi Yisai, I have the following question. What type of issue is with the k'deir shabishu b'basar lo yivashel ba chalav? What iser might be relevant, Rabbi Yisai? Basar v'chalav. There's an Isser in the Torah to be mevashel basar v'chol. So forget Isser Hana. Perhaps one of the Isserim of the Torah of Isser Bishel might actually be applicable in our Gemara. And that might be something that we have to discuss. Is this an issue de Oraisa of Bishel basar v'chol that you might need to come on to? Well, we don't know. It's a Suffolk Psegresha. It's a Davar Sheinu Miskaven. Do you have to assume like the Taz in our Gemara To remove what issue? To remove the issur of what? Not issur hana, but the issue of what? Of Bishul Bazar B'Cholov. And if you hold like Rabbi Kiva Eger, Moirav Raboisai, who holds Suffolk Secretion is what? Is Taka Oser, and that's not going to be a good teretz for the Kvela story. You're not going to have that option to get around the issur hana. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is going to hold what? You potentially have what? An issue of Bishul Bazar B'Cholov in our Gemara, Raboisai, that if you run through the Gemara like a quick guy and you don't just do Gemara Rashi Taisis and you don't focus on it, you don't realize that that's what's under in between the lines of this Gemara. But potentially, Rabbi said, we have an issue Bishul Bazar B'Cholov over here. That's what I'd like to talk about today. Rabbi said, before I get back to that issue, you with me, Schultz? Before I get back to that issue, Sam, you with me? I want to ask another question. Frechter Kiva Eger in Chidushim. A bomb kasha. Frechter Kiva Eger. I don't get this flow of this Gemara. Wherever Rabbi say, thank you, Schwartz. Wherever Rabbi say, get the dates that I discussed at the beginning of Shir. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyah Bidvaro. Schwartzman, I really felt it when your sister got married. I had no coffee. We'll explain later. My turn.
I don't hate me today.
Maybe.
Coffee.
Rabbi Isai. Rashan is coming and I'm holding your hand. Rabbi Isai. I love this guy. I love him. Rabbi Isai. He wants to switch shears and I begged him to stay. Rabbi Isai.
I don't remember that.
Wow, he's such a tzaddik. My mom just gave him the biggest compliment he didn't accept. Rabbi Isai. What was I talking about? Oh, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger. I don't understand something. You know, this sugya all started back from the beginning of the year. Rabbi Isai, it's like a little awkward for me to even say right now, like it's all one sugya. It's like pashut, it's all one sugya. Like, it doesn't get more, like, why do you have to state the elephant in the room? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's pasha that it's all one sugya. Zokter B'Kiva Eger, since it's all one sugya, Zokter B'Kiva Eger, let's go back a few weeks ago, right? We started off with a kash in the sugya of Kvela. So what does Rashi say Kvela is based on? Mesiach Levituma, right? We're still in that sugya. We never finished Kvela. It's a shaila, what we should put on Yitur. Maybe we should call this Kvela also. By the way, what was titled Shishin? What was that? Not Chamira Sakansa, right? Not Sakana, right?
No, that was...
What was Shishon?
It was...
We did another Gemara.
Had to Kvela slash Shishon, doesn't
it? Oh, Kvela with Shishon. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I would put that Kvela with Shishon. Because then...
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, that was one day, so yeah. So Kiva Eger asks, Mesiach Lepituma. Rashi holds that the heter of Kvela is based on Mesiach Levituma. Right, Maz? Why is he with me? Marba Bakama tells us Mesiach Levituma only applies to what? Only applies to what? Only applies to Duraba. So Zokta Velt, Zokta Ra'ah, Zokta Trumas Hadeshin, what? What is the Trumas Hadeshin? What does the Ra'ah say?
How can you rely on Kvela?
So the Ra'ah says the Trumas Hadeshin say, I have no problem in the world of proof. Rashi. Thank you. No problem in the world of Rashi. Why? Because in the world of Rashi, what? In the world of Rashi, it's the Rabbah.
They can laugh at you with Aram Yovik
Kochomim,
but he's saying Rashi.
When it counts, the voice side. Frechter Kiva Eger, what? Is that really true? Sammy, read to me the Gemara.
Our Gemara. Amar Rava, Mireshava Shaminon.
Read it to me.
So Rabbi says, help me out. Freeze, help him out. Read it to me. Tani, help him out.
On the base or on
clever. Just sort of a baron. Go. Amarava.
Ah. Amarava, Morish, have a concussion, right? I have a question. On Tanya, Kiri, Shaboshaba, Basa, Lo, Yishaba, Halo, right? The impossible is
intact.
Go by there. Right. Ruma, Lo, Yishaba, Hulin. The impossible is intact.
Right, stop. What if Rava just compare? Basar b'cholov and shari sur. Right? And he's coming off from Rabbi Yochanan, who's talking about shari sur. Ma'ir v'rabo yisai. The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Ches says beferish that what? That the issue of Tam Ke Iker is Daraisa, by which case? By Basar b'cholov. So even your Shitas Rashi, that Atzari Chesem at Beis writes, Tam Ke Iker is only the Rabbanon. Rabbi say, that's by what? By Chari Sur. Ober by Basar v'Cholov. Derech Bisho Asur Torah Zok Rava. Where is the Gemara say this? Rabbi say, I want you to know this Gemara Kimat Baal Peh. This Gemara you have to know in and out the Yisoid of Basar v'Cholov. Amr Abaye, Abaye says, I have a source for Tam Ke Iker. Amr Abaye, Tam Ovelo Mamosho. If you just have Tam and you don't have Mamosho, so the Yisr Ba'alma de Oraisa, must be that that's the Oraisa. Oh wow, Abaye and Rava were discussing this issue that the Machlekes were showing him, and we are going to discuss in Machlekes HaPoiskim, this Shaila, right? You have every author, Rav Shechter always likes to say, this topic, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, which is a Machlekes the Amoraim, which is a Machlekes Rishayim, which is a Machlekes Achorayim. It's a Machlekes Apoiskim, right? So that you have that in the Gemara over here. Amar Abaye, Tam Ke Iker, Tam Avloi Mamosha, Ba'almu Doraisa, it's an issue Doraisa. Di'isal Kedaitach Dorabonim, because if you think Tam Ke Iker is a Dorabonim, may Basar V'Cholov, my time of Loik Amrinon. Why don't we learn it from Basar V'Cholov? You're going to tell me? No, I'll tell you why you shouldn't learn it from Basar V'Cholov. Why shouldn't you learn from Basar V'Cholov? Because Basar V'Cholov is a Chiddush. The Chiddushu. I Chiddushu. Yeah, A.B., you think it's a Chiddush? I Chiddushu. I forgot the Lekodais and Tam Nami, so then you should ask her it always. If it's what? Rashi says, if it's just life, it's the Metzias of the Basar and the Cholov, so then it should be exactly parallel to what is, sir? To Shatnes. To Kilayim. And there we don't need any Nisinas Tam. We don't need any significant amount. Anytime you have a thread of what? Of linen inside your beged of wool, Rabbi Yisai, even if it's a, what was the Shailan last year? What were those shoes called? Even if it's an og, even if it's a mashu of a mashu, unless you have other reasons to be matir, like we spoke about last year, right? The reasons why to be matir. But if you mamish have wool and linen and they're mamish threads, and it's mamish at Arubis, so then it's not kedei nesinas tam, it's not a significant amount, it's anything. It's the metzias of both of them there. So why didn't you ask her that? Why are you dafke saying it's Nesinas Tam? Zetmin fundozok tabaye, that it's not a what? If it's only Nesinas Tam, so then it's not a Chiddush. I Chiddush or Avagav Damanos Tam Nami, Amarle Rava. No. Zok Rava. That's not a Kasha. This is not a mocker for Tam Ke Iker. It is a Chiddush. And you can't learn Tam Ke Iker from Basar V'Cholov. So then, what's the answer to Abaye's question, everybody say? So then why is it Kedei Nisinas Tam? Why isn't it any Metzias of Basar with Cholav is Aser? Why do you need Nisin Tam by Basar with Cholav, everybody say? If it's a Chiddush, so let it be a Chiddush. I am a Chiddush. You want to be a Chiddush, so be a Chiddush. Everyone hear the Gemara? Everyone hear the Kasha? Zokt Rava, Derech Bishol Usra Torah. Says Rava, look at the way the Torah introduced the Isser of Basar with Cholav. And according to Rava, Moshe, you answer a little bit of your question of why, if Rashi's telling me, Al HaTorah, quoting the Gemara in Chulin, that every time Basar V'Cholov is mentioned, Es Echad Isser Achila, Echad Isser Bishal, Echad Isser Ana, so why did it use that strange phraseology? Why did it say, Lo Yivasha, Adi B'Chala Yuma? You want to know why I could suggest to you why he did that? Because of what Rava told me on Daf Kuf Ches, that there are certain ingredients to this Isser. It's got to be what? Derech Bishol Asra Torah. And if you have Cholov and Basar sitting right in front of you, and it's not Derech Bishol, it's not Nois and Tam, so then what? You're not in Basar V'Cholov land. So that now already answers why the Torah taught it in such a strange way. It's not so strange at the end of the day. You just got to learn a little bit about Basar and Cholov. So that's the way Rava answers this question. So everyone agrees that Tam by Basar V'Cholov is the Oraisa. Abaye and Rava were just debating whether what? whether or not that can be what? That can be a what? Lowy, that could be a what? Spaced out.
A little bit, yeah.
Space in. That happens to me too. Sometimes you guys will be talking to me, I'll be like, sorry, I spaced out. Again. Should I say it again?
Sure, yeah.
Dr. Rava, that's not a source for what? That's not a source for... No. For Tom Keiker and Kola Torah Kula. Aber everyone agrees to the fact that Basar V'Cholov is Dinsinas Tam. Derech Bishla Asar Torah. We're just debating on Kuf Ches whether or not that could be a springboard for Kola Torah Kula. Frektrib Kiveager, if everyone agrees, even by Basar V'Cholov, even Rashi will have to be moided to what? To be moided to what? That Tom Keiker by Basar V'Cholov is what?
Right.
Is the Oraisa. So I don't get this Gemara. It's Adi Zayin Amin Aleph. It doesn't flow to me. There's like too many stop signs. You're learning. Kvele, Geshma, Kvele, Mesiach, Lepitumo, Shitas, Rashi, Zokhtara, Ozokhtar, Chumas, Hadeshen is so understandable. Why? Because Rashi understands that Tom Keiker is only Dirabonon. Really? Isn't one of the cases of Rava Basar and Cholov? Azoi frekt Reb Kivei Eger, Azoi frekt the crazy uplasi Reb Yoinus and Ibishitz in his chidushim on Basar on Hilchos Taruvis. Look it up afterwards, Rabbi. So the other base medrash has it. Okay. Sorry, they didn't have it over here. I don't know why they don't have it. It's one of my complaints. Is Tuckman here this year? I haven't seen him. One. He's not here. Now. So who's in charge? There's no one. We need a placey. Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, Rabbi say. It's our second Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz of the year. We had a Mata Yonis on his Gois and Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah?
About what? Weiter. Everyone here at Rabbi Kiva Egas Kasha? It's a bomb Kasha. Yeah, that was the Mati Yonison. Yeah. That's Rabbi Yonison Abishitz. Two different stories. Rabbi Isai. That's the Kash. Back to the Ramah. Yeah.
Was our original Habamina to say that Rashi held that was on
there? No. We never needed that. Rabbi Isai, we'll see if we might say that, but Pashas right now, Rabbi Kiveger is right. Rabbi Isai, back to the Ramah. What's the Ramah? What's the story with the Ramah, Rabbi Isai? You thought I finished that story. I don't finish that story.
The Ramah says it's also in the...
So we try to figure out why the Ramah was makel, right? Why is the Ramah makel about my housekeeper's pot? Why is the Ramah so lenient about my housekeeper's pot? Andy, you with me? Morty, you with me?
Yeah.
You need anything? Okay. So why is the Ramah makel? You with me, Tani? Why is the Ramah makel in that situation? Laz, you with me? What? So we said that. So Tigman, you yourself said that that's not an option. Yeah. You said the Ramah and Hilchos Shabbos doesn't hold like the Arah. You said that 10 minutes ago. So we threw that out. Maybe he holds like the Taz. Suffix Psik Resha. It's an option. Verb Kiveger's not going to buy that. Yep, that is the lumdis of the Taz Verb Kiveger, but that's not going to help us. Ruchanan's not going to give a new solution. Aber Rabbi Isai, I skipped over a Maror Mokum from the last Maror Mokumis. What Maror Mokum did I skip over, Rabbi Isai? I didn't talk about yet. Chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says something, Adavar Nifla Ad L'Ma'od, that is eye-opening for our sugya. And in order to really understand this Aruch HaShulchan, you have to really understand the Gemara and Kuf Ches. Rava tells us the Yisoid for Basar V'Chol. Derech Bishla Asa Torah. The nature of the Torah introducing Basar V'Cholov was with the words Leiv Ashel. Each time Moshe, each time the Hanah, the Bishul, it's all by the Achila, it's all Derech Bishul. And Rava is using that Yisoid to explain why Even though it's a chiddush, it's still going to be totally on the sinas tam. But perhaps there are other yusoidis and nekudis and fundamental principles by Basar v'Cholov that could be extrapolated from that language of Derech Bishlo Asur Torah. See, Rabbi said, Rabbi Kiva Eger is making an assumption. Rabbi Apfel, I need that marker. Shkoyach. There's a tremendous assumption that's going on over here. Okay? This is a chasicha of Nevela. Okay? No, forget about Chana. I'm sorry. Let's not confuse you. This is a chasicha of Chaz. I'm sorry. This is a chasicha of all cervical.
Yeah, sure.
Okay? Okay? Goes into this pot. It's called cooking of a ganza cholent, Rabbi Say. And what happens? I say, pot's treif. Not only can you not eat this food, the pot's treif. Good? Now, you left the pot on the counter. It said, you'll take care of this later. You'll ask the rabbi how you take care of a treif pot, what you actually do. We'll learn that. I don't know if we'll learn that. If we find time, we'll learn that. But I don't know if we'll have time. We have to somehow rectify the pot. In the interim, someone walked in and used this pot to cook kosher food. New kosher food that day. So now, I want to discuss the following shiloh. What violations? So now we have a serious shiloh with what's the din with this food. But I want to know, did that person violate another iser? Okay, he was in a miskavian, whatever. We're not talking about pachuva. Was there another issue? Let's say he knew it. He's just like, he's one of these guys that couldn't care less. He's that other roommate that's just like, I don't care about this stuff. Okay, this is those guys have the best shilas, you know? It's the roommate that comes in. I'm rooming with a guy who just doesn't care, you know? So those are the festive shilas. But see, there's a purpose for those guys also. Rabbi Sai. So
it's not
the case of Kedira the Gemara. It's the
power. One second. I didn't talk about the Gemara today. I want to talk about this basic case. Rabbi Isai, did I just violate Bishul Basu B'Cholov?
No. Why not? Because it's the Bliya.
It's not Basu B'Cholov.
The Bliya.
Who just said Bliya? Did you say Bliya?
Yeah.
Stop. what did AV just mean?
Nothing.
What does that mean? Oh. What's the difference?
Did you get the clap?
What's the difference? What's the difference? Did everyone hear just what Matt just said? It's not considered Bishul Basu V'Cholov if you don't have what? A mitzias of Basar with Cholov. Who said that Bishul Basu V'Cholov applies to Blias? What? Rabbi, why should... Every time we're discussing in the entire year, whenever there's the Matzias HaDavar, so then if it has Balei into the pot, so then it's going to be the same Davar, it's going to be the same Kashas issue. Rabbi Sai, Maz just made a major distinction. He says, perhaps cooking two items and cooking Blias are not necessarily the same issue of Bishul Basu V'Cholov. Can anyone... He gave me the information, but where did Maz get that from? Where did the Ramah get that from? What? What's our Gemara? Kupchas. That's what I'm talking about. What's Mendy talking about? What is the Gemara saying in the Kupchas? All the Gemara says in Kupchas, in my opinion, is that this is not a Chiddush because Even though it's a chiddush, I'm sorry, it can't be a source, because over here the chiddush, the derech, the chiddush is derech bishla asla taira. So Mendy read a little bit deeper in the Gemara. Perhaps the Gemara is telling me a yisoid, Rabbi said. Does anyone? Who's Schultz? I apologize. Yeah. Rabbi Sai. Mom's doing a maz over here. Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Sai. Anyone cook up for dinner? Metal with metal? Does anyone put pots together and start cooking them? When the Torah says, Derech Bishul Asra Torah, Zok Mendi, apparently what the Gemara meant, and what Rav is telling us, is that Basar V'Cholov, the issue of Bisar Basar V'Cholov, is when you have two foods, when you have two be'ents. You don't cook two pieces of metal and say, Derech Bishul Asra Torah. That's not what the Yisra is talking about. That's Blias. Me'echetesi, that Blias, Bisar Basar V'Cholov, applies to Blias. Rabbi Sai, who preceded Mendy in saying this chiddush based on the Gemara of Chul and Kufches, Rabbi Sai? No? Who? Aruch HaShulch. Zok Teheliga Aruch HaShulchot. Rav Yoshua Epstein? No. Let's see it? No. No. I don't remember his first name. Rabbi Epstein, who was mamish in Europe, the Rav of Klal Yisrael, Zokti Aruch HaShulchan, I'm going to explain to you a third mahalech in the Ramah. It's not based on the Taz of Sabik Zagresha. It's not because of Dover Shina Miskavi. It's even with Kavodeh. I know that my goy had Basar V'Cholov in his pot. I know what he's up to in his pot. I know what he's eating for lunch every day. He works for me. Guess what? Zok de Ramah, if you're Mekel in terms of turning the fire, you could be Mekel. I'm Mekel Oyevsin. Why? Frektum Kineger. Frektum Kineger. Don't tell me Dov Shrein Miskavi. This is a Sophic Segratia. Frektum Kineger is a Bamkashe. So what's going on over here, Zokter and Zokter HaShulchan? What are you bothering me with Tzofik Psikreishas and Dovershina Miskavins? Zokter Aruch HaShulchan is Blias. This is Blias. Blias don't have Derech Bishul Asra Taira. This is a Lomdus in Basar V'Cholov. It's not because of Dover Shina Miskavins. It has nothing to do with Rabbi Chanon's and Dover Shina Miskavins and Psik Resha. Leave Ilchus Shabbos for another year, Chevre. Zok to Aruch HaShulchan. The Yisoyed HaDover is a Basar V'Cholov B'Gezach. It's a new longness. Don't compare to me a Bishul of a Blia to a Bishul of what? Of Cheftzos. Of Mamish Basar V'Cholov. Psst. Rabbi Sai, Aruch HaShulchan was not the only one who said such a yisur. Aruch HaShulchan was saying it for Yimiyashu Ramah, which, by the way, Rabbi Sai, just to put everything together and make all one sugya, if you want another teretz to the Munkacher's Kasha, to the story of Mesiach Lepitumo, of why isn't this guy going to say thank you and you're going to be Nene Brodsky, what's a new answer? What's a new teretz, Tzvi? Give me a teretz. No, you can do this. Come on. You got this one. Edmund, give me a teretz. It's Yisr B'liya. B'liyas are not the same as Cheftzis. B'liyas, the Yisr Ano doesn't apply to B'liyas. The same way the Yisr Bishul doesn't apply, so the Yisr what? Ano doesn't apply. That's why this guy could say what? Two words. Toda Rabba.
It's not
our Gemara. What?
It's not our Gemara. It's our design.
Was that, I don't understand what that
it's
meant.
It's not talking about Blias. It's talking about an actual
Kedera.
Does everyone agree with what Tzvi just said?
No,
should I kick him out of the shir? Rabbi said, what did he just say? It's not our Gemara. He's challenging me. Does everyone agree with him?
Yeah.
So tell him you don't agree with him.
That's Kedera.
It says what?
Official.
It says specifically not two items.
That's right,
thank you. What does it say in our Gemara? What's the case?
Yeah.
No, no, don't just say the words. Do you understand what you just meant?
Yeah,
yeah. You hear what you just realize everybody say? It's gevaldik in Argamar. Argamar never dealt with this. There's no Isser Hanoah here. And we answered Maz Kasha from yesterday. We took care of the Isser Bishul over here. Moreover, Aboisai Zokt Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz and Crazy Uplacy! That's the answer to Reb Kiva Eger's Kasha! Reb Kiva Eger said, I don't understand Rove Arashi. According to Rashi, Rava's whole song makes no sense. Zokt Reb Kiva Eger. Rava says, Reb Yechanan told me a Graysa Chiddish. And I applied it to Truma and Chulin, and I applied it here, and I applied it there. And then Rava takes it too far. Why did we and Rava apply Rabbi? He applied it to there. Shabishu Bishop Lo Yevashel Bachalov. We asked the Kasha Frekter Kiveiker. That's Tom Kiveiker by Bosa Bachalov. Even Rashi's Moide by Bosa Bachalov. You with me, Judah? No, he's not. He's moided by Bosser v'chol of Derech Bishol Asra Taira. But not if it's just Blias. So Memelo, you're not in Tamke Iker Deoraisa when it comes to Blias. You with me, Baron? So this Yisoid also helps us to be for Emperor Rashi's up to crazy place. Rashi will hold it. That's only in a Sidra Abonon. And we can rely on what? Mesiach HaBituma, but we can't you Dalit. Even by what? Bosser v'chol if it's Blias. Moiridik! Rabbi, does everyone agree to this Yisai? Is this Yisai that the Aruch HaShulchan, which is a Gevaldik Yisai? So we have three options. If I ask you on the Bechina, Habaleinu L'Toyva, right after break. Ouch! He did not just say that. Right after break, one-on-one, in a classroom, me and you. Okay? No three-pointers. Rabbi, midterm, Pasha. Yeah, it's already been Zman. It's Mamish. It's on the calendar. Sorry. It's crazy. Time flies when you're having fun. Rabbi.
Why?
I don't know. Rabbi, I literally don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay. Is this Gishma?
Last year we did.
Yeah, we did.
Finals.
We did the first semester.
Really?
We did.
So we learned with our friends.
5 minutes and then we went on break.
Weiter, Rabbi Isai. I want to know if everyone agrees to this. The Aruch HaShulchan is a great Yisai, Rabbi Isai. Let's just chazer off what we just did. We answer up our Kasha by Yisra Anah. We answer up how do we understand this Shver Anah. And we brought this Yisai and we applied it to our Gemara to answer the fundamental questions that Maz asked us, that why don't we have an issue potentially the Araisa of Bishul Basar V'Cholov over here. Forget the Yisr Anah issue, right? That's the answer to your question. And plus, how does Rashi compare Basar V'Cholov, Blias by Basar V'Cholov, Tam Kiker by Basar V'Cholov, to Tam Kiker and Kol HaDarakula? Myra Diki Yisai. But I want to know, does everyone agree to this Yisai? You have an answer or you have a question?
I don't fully understand
the control. So, Abi, please explain it to him.
No.
Okay, Moshe, please explain it to him. Schultz, please explain it.
What's special?
Say out the Aruch HaShulchan.
Okay, so we had a question. We had a question earlier about the original question of Kiva Eger. About how could Rava say we bring a raya from these case of Kela or Ma to our case of Basu Bechalov to Doris? Okay, so Aruch HaShulchan and the crazy place to bring out.
Wait, what's the Aruch HaShulchan trying to just? We're extrapolating from the Aruch HaShulchan. What's the Aruch HaShulchan trying to explain?
There's a new idea by Blias isn't the same as Basar.
In the Mela, the Aruch HaShulchan explains that's why the Ramah wasn't concerned about stoking the coals with the pot.
And my question is,
yeah,
is what he's trying to do is turn into a Derabanan, therefore you can say Sexnika?
No.
You don't need Sexnika.
You don't need Sexnika.
It's still an Isra Derabanan.
Okay, that's why you have Fela. I see how you do.
Oh, good. Because it's a Derabanan, you would permit.
Right.
He's saying it has nothing to do with the Gemara of Ches, no?
What?
He's saying it has nothing to do with the Gemara.
Happens to be Rabbi Sayyid. No, again, I think what Shiner's pointing out is here. The Aruch HaShulchan saying it's in terms of the Yisr Bishul, it's Mutter. In terms of the Yisr Bishul, it's Mutter. In terms of the Nesinas Tam, you still have an issue, Durabon. Yeah, Ed.
Yeah, Is he in a way saying that this has nothing to do with the Gemara and Kufches?
Right, exactly. We neutralize the Kufches, right?
Tosfos doesn't need this.
Right. Just the story doesn't start with. Yeah. Right. Right, right. Yeah.
Can you re-explain the
But that's not who I'm looking for who doesn't say it. I want to know if anyone but Feirish disagree with the Yusayid of the Aruch Shulchan.
Can you re-explain the Crazy Plesi?
Crazy Plesi had a kasha. He was trying to deal with the same kasha as Reb Kiva Eger. Right. How do we compare what to what?
Leo.
Why is it? You gotta tell me. How do we compare what to what?
How do we compare the cases, drove cases to the case of Mianahu?
How do we compare Shari Surim to excellent to meat and milk, right?
Okay.
One case, Misiach Levitumo, the Truma Sadesh and the Ra'ah told us Rashi is smooth sailing because Rashi can say that those are only the Rabbanans. And at the Gemara Baba Kama Kuf Yudal told us we could rely on Misiach Levitumo by the Rabbanan by a guy. But Tam Keker, the Gemara Kuf Ches tells us Tam Keker is the Araisa by Balsa Vachalim. Zach the Aruch HaShulchan, Zach the Kresi Uplesi, not so fast. Maybe you made an assumption. Maybe all of our cases over here are not real Basar V'cholot Mamish and Metzias, but they're only Blias. And maybe by Blias, that's not considered an Issa D'Oraisa of Derech Bishol Asra Torah. Smooth? Excellent? Vayter, Rabbi Yisrael. I want to know, is this the most of I want to know, is there anyone that disagrees with this Yisrael of the Rash, with this Yisrael of the Aruch HaShulchan? And is that going to affect us in the rest of the year, Rabbi Yisrael? How do we approach beliefs? So there's a Rashba that I just gave away. There is a Rashba. And the Rashba says the following, Rabbi Yisai. This is not the first time I'm quoting this Rashba, Rabbi Yisai. When is the first time that I quoted this Rashba? Let's see. Trivia. I didn't have it on the Maamar Mekaymus, but I mentioned this Rashba, Rabbi Yisai. Does anyone remember when this Rashba was relevant? When was this Rashba relevant? With the?
That was the Shishim Shir.
No, that was a different Rashba. Rabbi Yisai, in the whole story of Kfela, the Taz and the Shach all started off saying, I don't get it. Mar Baba Kamakuf Yidala tells me what? Fill in the blank. Mesiach Levituma only works by? The Rabban. Aber the Mechaber Shita is that Tam Ke Iker is? De'oraisa. How do you know that, David?
Tam Ke Iker.
Hang on. Where did the Taz and the Shach assume that the Mechaber Shita is that Tam Ke Iker is the Oraisa? Where do we get that from?
Talk about the Rebbelev or in general?
No, in general. How do you know the Shita of the Mechaber like that? What does the Rashba say?
It's like opening line is Nimsa. I can't quote it. Tam Ke Iker is the Oraisa.
First of all, just because the Rashba says it doesn't mean that necessarily the Mechaber says it.
It's weird.
Where do we get that the Mechaber holds the Oraisa that we had a whole problem?
Oh, the fact that you can't trust enough. The fact that the whole question even starts. No,
where does the question start? That's what I'm asking you. No. Mechaber had a story, Rabbi Yisai. With the next Seif after Kvela, Tzadi Ches Seif Beis. Chaber tells you something. Chaber tells you the following story. Let's say you have a pot and some iser falls in. And guess what happens, everybody say? A klutz walks into the pot. And what happens to that pot, Zok the Mechaber in Tzadi Ches Beis? It's what?
It
spills. How do you say that in Mechaber language? It's
Nishpach.
So now what's my question, Rabbi Yisai? I can't evaluate if I have shishim in that pot against the what? Against the iser. Or against the tam of the iser. So what's the din, Rabbi Yisai? Zok the heilige mechaber. What's the heilige mechaber? Usser, why? Based on what principle? Sofik d'oraisa l'chumra. You see, zetman fundah, that the mechaber held, that what? That Tam Ke Iker is an Issa D'Oraisa. Azoi Zok the Mechaber B'Shem the who? B'Shem the Rashbe. The whole Taz and Shach only begins because that Rashba said if you hold Tam Ke Iker D'Oraisa, then it's what? Then it's Usser in a case of Nishpach where you're a klutz and you walked into it. Right? Did anyone actually see the Rashba? What does the Rashba actually say?
The opposite.
The Rashba starts off telling me that I'd like to say something in the name of who? In the name of who?
Rashi.
Zok the Rashba in the name of Rashi, if such a massive happens, and you're a klutz, and it will fell over, Rashi would hold, it's what? It's, and therefore it's?
Mutter.
Right? You're a rogue. No one cares the Rabbana Duraisa. They don't care. If I want to know bottom line, what do I do? Eat it or not? Mutter. It's mutter. Something the Rabbanan. Something the Rabbanan. It's mutter, Rabbi Isai. That's what the Rashba says. That is our Rashba. The Machabir is not masking to that. That is what the Shach and Taz were saying. Bishlom, according to Rashi, I Vesiach Levitumo. Upper that doesn't work in the Machaber land, because the Machaber says what? What the Rashba says is entirely true. And what he said in Das Rashi is entirely true. But it's true but what? Irrelevant. Why is it true but irrelevant? Because we paskin what? Not like Rashi. We paskin what? Tom Kager's Daraisa. So therefore the Shach and Taz needed to come on to new explanations of how you can rely on Mesiach Leviduma. That's the way the story began. Rabbi said, there was something fascinating, Garbuz. Am I saying it right? Garbuz, there was something fascinating, Baron, there was something fascinating in the language of the Rashba. What was fascinating in the language of the Rashba? That wasn't all that the Rashba said. That was the bottom line, that was the crux of the Rashba. But there's something that I wanted you guys to be medayik in the Rashba, that the Prima Godim is medayik from, in his psicha to Ta'aruvis, that I had rachmonis on you guys and I didn't put on the market. So now have Rahmanas on me and be medayik for the Prima Godim. And I'll call you Prima Godim for the rest.
You mentioned about being Kaham, you mentioned both sources about being Uman and being professional.
What? What did the Rashba say? What are the cases of the Rashba? Anyone have a Rashba here? What does the Rashba say? Read it, Reuben.
Vincip Sakalakla and Yin Tom Kiriker, the feed Dibri Rashis Dow, so it's after that, it's Fantakit and Vela Shanapa Batoha Kadera. Is Manshin Akira, Haloni Shar Batoha Kadera.
Oh, did you skip a few words?
Oh, the,
I didn't ask you to skip anything. Nimsip Sakalakha, start again. Stand up first and go louder.
Okay. Nimsip Sakalakha and Inyan Tom Kiriker.
Stop! If it spilled over, according to Rashi, be mutter savid rabbanu makula. Stop. I finished the Rashi. What did Rashba just do? Maybe. I'm not sure what he just did. He compared what to what, Rabbi Isai? He compared Chivas Kaf, an issue of Blias, to an issue of Mamish Tam. The Rashba apparently holds they're all in the same boat. Zokta Primigodim, according to the Rashba, the issue of Bishul Basar Cholov applies Bain Leblis, Bain to Basar Cholov Mamish. Asoi Zokta Rashba, he's talking about Kalim, and that's Basar Cholov. Rabbi Isai, Shiner just said, I think this is what he meant. This Rashba sounds like who? Reb Kiva Eger. And Reb Kiva Eger, elsewhere, I'm going to show you in a second, happens to hold that we do not distinguish between Basar V'cholov Mamish.
How do they answer for
us? Basar. Oh, excellent. Basar V'cholov. These are droplets. Basar V'cholov Mamish. And what? Blias from the walls or the spoons. It's all one sugya of basar v'cholov, and therefore the Rashba says, according to Rashi, it'll all be the same. And according to who, it'll all be usur, Rabbi Isai. According to the Rashba, Rabbi Isai, the way the Machaber quotes the Rashba. Once the Machaber doesn't hold like Rashi, what's going to be the issue? that Bosser V'Cholov by Blias, according to the Rashba, is going to be an Isser what? De'oraisa. You don't only take, says the Prima Gadol, what the Rashba says in Das Rashi, you also infer what the opposite will be true, according to us, who paskin like the other version of the Rashba, and the other side of the Rashba, namely, Shari Shainim, that whole Tom Kaker is de'oraisa.
Whoa, Im Kane Moira V'Rabbeisai, what just dropped? What just fell?
Crazy,
and we gotta understand Tzadi Zayin Amid Aleph V'Rabbeisai. So everything just transformed. We had a Moira Diga Kula, we had a Moira Diga Yisai. I think that it very possible that the Ramah might be in good, in sync with the Aruch HaShulchan. But if that's the case, Rabbi Isai, we gotta reorient ourselves. We gotta discuss what's with Tzadi Zayin Amud Amid Aleph. Rabbi Isai, Emir Tzah Hashem, tomorrow we will have early shir. If anyone, where are the guys up to in Marim Kaimis? The guys finished the Marim Kaimis? The guys see their